survive, thrive, stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Prepping Academy. I am Forrest, and there's no Tenderfoot this evening. He's getting ready for a trip. So I just wanted to come to you guys and talk about creating a mag group. Then I'm going to do a part two, and it will be finding a mag group. One instance, you are creating it, putting the people together. The other one's going to be a smaller one, but how to find one, things to look for. Hey, if you got any questions or comments, we're at the preppingacademy.com, preppingacademy.com. That's where we actually answer most of the questions that are asked, is through the, you know, that comes in through the website. People will email us questions, and we will respond, either Tenderfoot and myself. Okay, today's topic is creating a mag group. And the idea for this came about 8 months ago when a couple from Texas, we're going to call them Bob and Nancy. That's not their real name. Bob and Nancy hired me to be a consultant to help them create a group. And in the one of the first phone calls, they told me they had ads out on Craigslist. And they've been to a couple of boards asking if people were interested in being in a mag group. And immediately I had them turn that off, shut that down. That's not how to create a mag group. If you create a mag group like that by finding random people to respond to an ad, don't tell me. I'm just going to get ticked off. I'm serious. That is just unbelievable. That's like putting an ad in for a wife on Craigslist. And I don't know. I would never do that. And I wouldn't suggest that you do that. Because, let's talk what a mag group is. Mag stands for Mutual Assistance Group. Some people call it a survival group, preparedness group. It's a community where you can like-minded believers that can come together when the crap hits the fan, protect each other, share resources, and share talent. And, you know, many makes a lot of work light. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, statements about that. But so it's a group of people that you want to be with when the crap hits the fan. It's also like a marriage. These are people you're going to have to trust your life with. You're going to trust your daughter's life, your son's life, your wife's life with. These are people you're going to have, you could live or die with. And so you better make sure it's a group that you trust and that you know very well. That's why these can't be put together randomly and lightly. This may be the second or third most important decision you ever make in your life. If the crap hits the fan. So don't go in this half-ass. So Bob and Nancy called me 6 months ago, and they had these ads out to find people to put in a group for their mag. They said they had the perfect property, and they just needed people. They knew they needed numbers. And once I got them to stop doing the ads, and a few people responded, and it didn't go well. I mean, they met them, and they're like, these guys are freaks. But anyway, so my suggestion to them was to create a meetup in their town and teach very high-level prepping subjects, like water purification, raising chickens, how to can. So they would use all these little high level, and they did have prepper in the name of the group. So the first meeting they had seven people attend, counting them too. So there's five other people show up. they were excited, actually, with five. They were pretty excited, going, okay, this is going good. Some people came that they seemed to like and get along with. And this was, again, 7 months ago. Then 6 months ago, they had another meeting, like 10 people showed up. So, you know, it goes on until past January, just last month, they had 28 people at their group. And they are thrilled. I told them to create their own group and they can hand pick who they want in their survival group. And it is working out exactly as I planned. Not that all things do, but they have met a couple that they get along with, that they go out to eat with, that they've discovered are real people that have real concerns, and have already stressed to Bob and Nancy that they want to be in a group one day. Well, Bob and Nancy on my coaching never responded like, oh, maybe you could be in my group. They've never said anything like that. They've never hinted they even had a group. That was on my coaching, because you got to weed out people. But now they're meeting this other couple. They like this other couple. They figured this other couple is real, and they're not highly interested, which a lot of people are. They're highly motivated. Huge difference in when joining a MAG group. So we just talked this past weekend. I was kind of coaching them on the next steps that they should do. It got kind of touchy. They didn't like some of my suggestions. And I didn't care, but in my MAG group, or any MAG group you're going to join or create, there absolutely has to be a background check done at some point. Very early. They didn't like the idea of going to this other couple, bringing up, hey, we're looking to form a MAG group, but one of the things we have to do is a background check. They are saying that's going to put, like, we distrust them from the very beginning. And I told them, it has to be done. You've got to know. And a lot of you guys know, I also recommend a personality test. You've got to understand how to work with people under stress, how they're going to react under stress, and what their personality, how their personality will change under stress or not under stress. You got to know that. Again, this is a family you're creating. It's almost like a marriage. And also, the one that absolutely gets the most booze from everyone is, I tell everyone, you got to do a financial background check on these people. And they're like, that's so intrusive. There's no way we would do that. I'm sorry, you got to do that. When you're in a group, you have money you've got to spend. You've got commitments and timelines to buy things, and commitments and timelines to do training. And if the people that you've invited in your group run out of money or have a doctor's bill that comes up to $1,000 and they can't do that month's buying of food or ammo, whatever it may be, or they can't pay for the training that they're supposed to get, that messes things up. That could cause a lot of tension within a group. We're sorry, guys. We just had a bad month last month, and we can't buy or do the training this month. Other families are going to go, what the heck? We did it, and now you're behind. You're putting our whole group behind of our goals of training and resources because you had one bad month. So yes, you got to do financial, you got to do a background check, and you've got to do a personality check. You just got to do it. That's the smart thing to do. You could argue a million things, but one thing you won't tell me that it's not the smart thing to do. And then I've been asked, well, do you do family members? What about family members? Absolutely. You got to do everyone, every single person. Why? Because, you know, Bob and Nancy, they might not know my family. And the only way for them to trust me and my family is to have the same information. Now, I would suggest on the financial checks that is done by a committee or just a couple people. So you don't get too much information. You just make sure they're financially stable. They got a savings account. They're not, you know, $70,000 in credit card debt. That kind of, I mean, you just got to look at that kind of stuff. You just do. Hate me. I don't care. But this is a marriage. This is a commitment you're going into. And you need to go into it open so people understand where you are. Some groups may say, which we have done this in my group, we have brought on a family that cannot financially keep up with the commitments of training and buying of resources that we have. And you may ask, why would you do that? Well, we made that decision to do that. In a sense, we're supporting them. We're sponsoring them because their skill level is very high and we like them a lot. So we're making that sacrifice in our group to do that. You may choose to do that. I wouldn't do that in the first few families for sure, because you're going to need the resources. He is a pastor. So you can imagine how he's got some skills, but not kind of the skill set you need for a survival group and a gunfight or raising rabbits. But anyway, he's learning. His whole family's learning. So anyway, the next thing I want to talk about, so they created this meetup. People are coming to them. They're doing their high-level teaching of water purification. And guess what? They're finding other teachers that are showing up. And they go, oh, you do bees? Can you teach bees? And all of a sudden, they're not even teaching the class anymore, but they're running the organization. All of a sudden, they get to handpick those that they like and those that they may be interested in joining their group. So anyway, I coach them. They're going to do this. They're going to ask the family this coming weekend. They've known them for 6 months. They've been on a vacation together. It was a weekend camp out, but vacation, they called it. Weekend camp out. They went fishing. They hung out. They've been out to eat. They've actually gone to church together. They've done a few things. Never met each other till 6 months ago. And Bob and Nancy feel like it's time to ask them, you guys were asking about a group. Would you like to join ours? And that's what's going to happen this coming week. And I'm excited for them. They're excited. They're very nervous. I mean, you wouldn't believe how nervous they are. Bob and Nancy are around 64, 65. I've never been to their property. They've described it. I've seen photos. It's a great place. And so they're going to ask them the question, and they're really nervous. And so I'm happy for them, because they're pretty sure the other couple is going to say yes, and all of a sudden they've got a small little mag group going. And then they'll slowly build. And the reason you go through this process, you do an interview, you do the background checks, is because the last thing you want is someone in your mag group to go, guys, this isn't working out, we're going to leave. Because when that happens, it's just like a divorce. I mean, all of a sudden, if someone was in your mag group for a year, 6 months, they know all your code words, they know all your secrets, they know everything. That is not good. And so that's why you've got to pick people that will stay, that will work out. I mean, you got to look at it like a marriage. When people leave a mag group, which we've kicked someone out of our mag group, and every time I see them, I look at them like, man, they know too much about my group and our plans. And it just bugs me. And it will forever bug you as well if someone leaves your mag group. So the point is, you got to handpick your people. To get the people to come to you, you got to create a meetup. And you need to be in charge. You could get smarter people, you could get more wealthier people, but it's best for someone that, if you're thinking about putting that group together, it's best for you to be in charge. And as the group grows, then you have helpers, and you have more people that can help you with making the right decision on the people. Look at it as a longer project, though. Look at it as at least minimum a year. The reason I say that, most of you know if you listen to my podcast or come to any of our groups, the bigger the group, the better. I do not like small groups. I like at least 25 adults. 25 adults. That's counting husband and wife. We have a couple of single people in our group. 25 adults. Minimum. And then if you count the family members, meaning the children, maybe the parents that live with them, you're going to have around 75 to 100 people at your retreat. The way I run the MAG group, only the adults have really a decision-making process. And the way I run groups are totally different. Maybe I need to do a podcast on that, because I've never set up a MAG group that is a community-ran or community-based or committee-based. Sorry, committee-based MAG group. Never in my life. I will never do that. I'll call it a dictatorship with a overriding committee. That's just the way I set them up. That's the way the military operates. That's the way one of the best MAG groups I've ever put together, consulted with, or at the Greensboro area. It was the grandfather said, I'm going to be in charge, and five kids, some other family members. I mean, they got over 100 members, and it's one of the best organized and ran groups I've ever seen. That's because everyone respects the grandfather, and they know he knows what he's doing, and they listen to what his suggestion or his plans. And that's just the way it is. I mean, if you want a committee, I don't know. It just doesn't work that way in the crap hit the fan world. Any other thing I have here? Let me think through this. So create your own group. Make sure you vet them properly. Don't be embarrassed or don't be shy to ask for a background check. They want to be in your group. Okay, these are the items you have to do to be in my group. Are you willing to do these? Not, okay, then you're really not serious about being in my group. You just got to do that. If you have any questions or comments, hit me up on preppingacademy.com. I'm going to record another session on finding MAG groups. Finding is a little different than creating. You're going to look for some of the same things I've suggested in creating, but there are some differences. So stay tuned. I think the next podcast we're going to have, I know we have Mark Goodwin coming on. We're going to record that. And then Tenderfoot will be back in about 2 weeks. He's going on a long extended travel, which is awesome. I'm excited for him. Again, check us out at preppingacademy.com. Hey, I know we're mediocre. I love doing this. I hope you get this information and you can use just a little bit of it to help you and your family. Like us on Apple or whatever method you're listening to us. Give us a good review. That would help us get more listeners. Join our Facebook site as well. Hope you guys have a blessed week. Any questions, send them, and y'all take care.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.